CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Misfit Toys.
Ooh, it's exciting. Oh, we got... On today's no-show show, there's even production. Listen how clean it sounds. Guys, come on, play the lead vocals. Today on the no-show show, we literally have a special guest, and I don't know who it is. I'm doing the show live from Burlington, Vermont. From my hotel room. Woo! Yes! Live from Burlington, Vermont. The year is 2022. Today is Friday. Last night we had an amazing show. And tonight is Friday. We got two shows. On the 7th of October. And then tomorrow is the 8th of October. And we have two shows. And... we have a special opener, an overly qualified opener tonight at all the shows. Chip Chantry, Philadelphia's own Chip Chantry, is on all the shows, so that's exciting. And, wow, it's fun. It's exciting. And one other thing I did want to say, I think next week I'm going to text Robin Tran today. We're going to find a time to do the podcast. We have so much to talk to her about. Something you won't even imagine. And then just being funny and being silly. But... so today, on this no-show show, and it's beautiful here in Vermont, we have a special guest on the no-show show. And I'm going to try to genuinely figure out who it is. And can I ask, we have a defibrillator on your voice.
Yes, that's right, Todd. So you can't tell who I am.
Oh, my God. Now, how many questions? I'm looking at even my show in the hotel room has a producer. It's not Aristotle, but it was Aristotle cloned. We cloned Aristotle, and we just use him on the road, like when I need a producer, even when I'm, you know, in my hotel room here. Doing the show. Oh, Aristotle. Okay, cool. What did I ask him? What was I going to ask him?
You were going to ask how many questions you should ask me, the surprise guest.
Yes. Okay, so Aristotle, how many questions? Okay, I get... Oh, he's saying I can get as many questions as I want. So, mystery guest, hello. They've already heard you in the background. Hello, mystery guest.
Hello, Todd. It's great to be here in Burlington, Vermont.
Okay. Are you... and you can answer me honestly. Have I met you before?
Yes, you have.
Ooh, these are so much fun. I bet Vinny's loving this. Vinny's like, I know who it is. Ooh, ooh, I know who it is. Ooh, 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 ooh,
I know
ooh,
who it is.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm
Todd, I know.
Boy, this is a lot of fun.
Thank you. Okay.
Even for a no-show show, this has a high production value.
Mr. Yes, thank you. Now, it's an odd question. Have I ever been to your parents' house?
No, you've never been to my parents' house.
Have I been invited?
Yes, you have, many okay. times.
The reason I ask that, are you a comedian?
I like to think so, okay. Yes.
Because the reason I ask that, I thought you might be a comedian, and I have, sometimes when you're on the road, comedian will invite, and that sort of narrows it down. When somebody says you've been, now you said I've been invited, but I never went. Well, thank you for fading that music out, Aristotle. Aristotle 2. Like, there was Gallagher 2. This is Aristotle 2.
He's also very accommodating. He offered me a tea or a coffee and some crumb
yes. cake. Aristotle 2. He's as good as Aristotle 1. But we made him a little less handsome, just so people wouldn't...
I didn't want to say anything, but yes.
Okay. So, okay. Hold on. I really want to guess. I'm not trying to... I really do want to guess. Okay, do you, have you ever been to my house?
Yes, I have, Todd.
Have you ever slept at my house?
I certainly have.
Wow.
You charged me rent for it, but you made it very reasonable.
I know that's not true. Now I know Vinny's probably like, Todd, I know who it is, Todd. And this blindfold is starting to annoy me around my... I feel like I'm wearing...
I can see that it's chafing, and I hope it's not too uncomfortable.
Is it... Oh, this is really... I'm really... Hold on. Do you... Oh, man. Is it... Oh, Aristotle's bringing in music. That's how you know. It's like on the old, on the late night shows. Is this? Wow. Is this Chip Chantry?
No, it's not.
Oh. Okay.
It's Christopher Knight. I played Peter on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed the great Chip Chantry,
hey,
everybody.
It's me. It's Chip Chantry.
I knew. Wow.
Todd, I have to say, that apparatus that you made me wear to muffle my voice.
Is that weird?
I just really need to catch my breath. That's very uncomfortable. I don't think I got enough oxygen in.
Do you think Vinny was right? We're obviously doing an impersonation of Vinny, but do you think he guessed right?
I think he got it right.
I think he got it right.
Yeah.
Oh, can you picture him in Denver? Chip, is there anything you want to... You're on the shows all weekend. You've been to Vermont before.
I have. I've been to this beautiful club. It's a lot of fun. The people who run it are amazing. The crowds have always been great. I'm excited to be here with you, Todd.
Yeah, let me tell you something, folks. Obviously, you have to live in the Vermont area. I don't want to go on too long. But if you live in the area, that doesn't mean you're definitely going to come to the show. But let me tell you something. We're not messing around. We have a gentleman, Randall, who's going to be playing music in the lounge, and then he's going to be also playing for me on my show. And, you know, it's quite the experience. And Chip comes out. It's just a two-person show. Chip comes out. Boom.
I'm bringing the goods, baby.
Chip doesn't mess around. He's not one of these guys that go, I did 7 new jokes. People are paying the big bucks. Chip Chantry.
Some comics ask, so what else is going on?
No.
I know what else is going on.
Thank you, because you do your homework.
Yes.
Now, is this true? And I want to know the truth. Is it true that you, and I don't, you know, you never know, you hear stories. Is it true that you got to Burlington, Vermont a week ago so you could know what was going on?
I like to get a fee. It's like I'm a method actor.
True. You swear to God.
I swear to God.
You got here a week early because you don't want to be on stage going, hey, what's going on?
Yeah. What's a cool place? What's a funny place to eat? I embedded myself in the culture. I got here a week ago. I've been hacky sacking. I've been going to Nectar's. And I've been, I'm a Vermontian now.
And you also, now this I didn't know if it was true, but my friend said I have a friend that lives here, him and his girlfriend to be wife actually. And they said you took out an ad on like Facebook asking where the party people were.
Yes.
Is that so? Because you don't want to have to ask?
Yes. Like,
Already.
Yes, I know. I put out an ad to see whose birthdays and anniversaries it was.
So you know before you...
I sent them personalized cameos wishing them a happy birthday, happy anniversary. So we get all of that business out of it. I know everyone who's going to be celebrating everything tonight. You know what? I also... you know what I did for the last 5 days? I gave it up for the wait staff.
Oh, you got here early?
I got
Now, what does that mean? You get here early, you go to the club on a night you're not performing, I would imagine.
No.
And you give it up for the wait staff?
I just give it up for the wait staff.
How do you do that?
Oh, I just hoot and holler, and I clap, and then I...
In lieu of a tip?
Well, you know, sometimes I consider tipping more.
Right.
But I think they appreciate the applause more than anything.
Give it up for the wait staff. It's such a waste of time. And by the way, I've probably said it because I heard it said. But to say, hey, by the way, I know we all know waiting on tables is hard. Mm-hmm. Doing it quietly incognito is even harder.
Sure.
And this staff really, let me tell you something. The fact that you can get drinks and it doesn't mess up the show, it's pretty commendable. So when it comes time to tip, that of course, give it up for the wait staff, folks. Give it up for him. Ah, shut up. You're just taking time.
Yes.
All right. Don't get me started. I don't want to get started. No. On TikTok, and by the way, you know I'm pro... I love TikTok.
Yes.
Like, it's not like one of these things where I'm going to go... I can't say this without... I preface already, but I preface an even double now. I also think comedy is in a better place. It gets better and better. I've
Absolutely.
Said that many times. So it's not a dissertation on comedy today. Mm-hmm. Just. And out of everything good, there'll be some negative. That's okay. But I will be honest. It doesn't bother me that some comedians do crowd work. By the way, some comedians do crowd work. A very, very small percentage of them do it beautifully. They don't go for low-hanging fruit. And we know who people like that are. Probably... You know, Todd Berry, Jimmy Pardo.
James Pardo.
Yeah, James Pardo. They don't go for low-hanging fruit, and still. But there's a breed of comedians chopping up their... And that's why I want to preface, because I don't want everyone to think, oh, that guy does crowd work. I wonder if Todd would dislike him. No, there are people that do crowd work. Some do it as a treat. Sometimes they do their act. But I'm not really worried that they do it. Not worried. It's not my concern, because they should do whatever they want, genuinely. Like, that's what I do, and that's what they should do. Well, I'm a little worried that people are going to now start coming to shows thinking, because there's a ton of it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a ton of brilliant people that don't do crowd work. They're not the problem. The masses on TikTok, there's still a lot of people that post their clips and it's not crowd work, but a lot are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried if people are going to start coming to the shows now thinking, oh, is this crap? Isn't that what happens?
Right. And that's the problem. And I think it started with some great comedians who didn't want to burn their material before, let's say, a special comes out. So they're like, well, this happened in the moment. It's not going to be on my special. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So then every comedian in the world thought, well, I'll just do crowd work.
Yeah.
And half the time, it's not crowd. And by the way, I'm not putting a lot of content up there as far as my stand-up, so I don't have much room to talk. But it's just, you know what I honestly want to do? I just want to put out a bunch of clips of me saying, hey, give it up for yourselves for supporting live comedy.
Oh, you should.
And it's just me over and over again. It's every day. It's just me in a different crowd.
Yeah.
Hey, give yourselves a round of applause. Give it up for the wait staff.
That's all.
And that's all it is.
Well, I don't know if that's going to help, but know when you go to a club that it doesn't mean that the comedian that night is going to be doing crowd work. And if he does, maybe you could ask on the phone, hey, I like comedians that do crowd work. Check before you go. All right. Is there anything else?
And also let the comedian initiate the crowd.
Yes.
That's what I worry about. Because people are like, oh, I know what comedy is. I'm going to come and start talking to the comedian.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Not in my show, folks. I don't like anybody talking in the crowd. I give 100% and the crowds give it back. So, well, it's a no-show show.
This borders on show, Todd.
It does.
It's so good.
I don't want to say, but when it gets longer, it does.
It's almost a show.
Because I thought 3 minutes was a no-show show, but
no-shows are over here. Shows are over here.
Right.
Oh,
this is a show.
But it seems to be, if you're talking
on a show, Todd.
Oh, I'm sorry. To me, if a show is 15 minutes, it seems like it's a show.
Don't undersell it.
Oh, maybe, Todd, man, it's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show. Double the show.
Welcome to the
show.
We'll have to look at the opening, because in the opening of the podcast will be today's podcast with our mystery guest. It's not going to say you, because we don't want anyone to know.
Well, and I should say that I wasn't the original mystery guest on the show. The other guest was a no-show on the show.
The other guest was a no-show
show. A no-show show on the no-show show. And I showed up because of the no-show show on the show.
Right. And the special mystery guest on that was supposed to be on the no-show show, we're a big fan of. It was Gary Goldman, but he just couldn't make it. But he got both of his legs amputated. And his hands.
Yes.
And his head.
And his head. So it's just, it would be Gary's torso. He's a big guy.
He still looks great.
He still looks really good.
He put a wig on his neck.
Yeah.
And a pumpkin, I guess, with like a funny, what was that? Face. You saw him.
It's the season. Yeah, look, he was like a jack-o'-lantern.
He looked fun.
Right. I mean, I carried him over to the coffee shop. We had a great conversation.
He's great. I love him. But anyway, so we'll look on the opening. Maybe Aristotle did write show.
I think he wrote show.
I think he wrote show. All right. Chip, you never know. Somebody on the show, somebody today listening. Happy birthday, everybody, if you're celebrating your birthday.
The big 3-5.
Wow.
Todd. The big 1-9.
Happy birthday! I didn't forget. All right, everybody. Wow, we really do start winding it down and we go in for the close. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Aristotle, we love you. We miss you. We're getting our 10-year anniversary show together.
Wow.
10 years. It was about a month ago, but I'm waiting to celebrate. Hey, can you do me a favor? And Chip, everybody, Chip, follow Chip on Twitter.
At Chip Chantry on Twitter and Instagram.
At Chip Chantry on Instagram. What about you on, are you on Instagram?
You mean TikTok?
No. Oh, did you say Instagram?
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram. Yeah,
oh,
at
okay.
Chip Chantry. Yeah.
At Chip Chantry on both.
On both.
And soon to be on TikTok.
Yes.
What's your podcast?
A Dangerous Thing with myself and James Heskey. A Dangerous Thing.
And by the way, you can learn about something. I think it's a really fun way if you're like, I like learning about stuff, but it sounds cliche, but it's true. If you learn about something that you might not want to take the time to learn about, but it's done in a funny way, but yet you're learning, it's really the best. For me, it's the best way to learn about something. So that's sort of like some of the stuff you'll do.
Yeah, we'll
on
teach
the show.
You a different topic each week.
Like Hindenburg. You think everyone knows the Hindenburg, but you really... I don't know what the Hindenburg.
It was a blimp. It crashed.
It crashed.
We're going to tell you all about it. Some weird facts about it.
Yeah.
Todd, do you remember New Coke? Remember New Coke
coming
out in the 80s?
Yes.
I did a whole episode just on New Coke and the whole debacle that happened with New Coke.
And how long did New Coke stay on the shelf?
About 3 months. That was it.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. Well, they brought it back and then they brought the old stuff back and then they kept New Coke for a while, for a couple more years. But when they took the old stuff off and then it was just New Coke, it was literally like, I think less than 3 months, and the nation revolted. They got so mad.
Oh, they wanted the new Coke.
They wanted the old Coke back.
Oh, good. So they didn't make the old Coke and the new Coke?
No,
they just made new Coke.
Gone. Yep, done with the old Coke, and people lost their minds.
That's it. Can they scroll down your list of shows to see something they might want to know more about?
Absolutely, yeah. There's every episode on A Dangerous Thing, wherever you get your podcast. You can just pick out. We talked about Max Headroom. We talked about, learn about indoor plumbing. We talked about...
You said Max Headroom?
Remember Max Headroom? Yeah,
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You remember, and you just remember vaguely. You're like, well, I think I remember that.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. So, everybody, this is the show, and we're going to say thank you for coming by. And, Chip, is there anything else you want to say?
Todd, thank you for having me on the show. This has been just as much of a show as any show is a show.
And we love you, and we're proud of you, and you're special. I like to give positive energy to people. Maybe they're just waking up, and they need, like, just to feel like... I know, sometimes things get a little thick. They get a little... Just, you know, the funks and whatever element you're dealing with. But, you know, sometimes phrases don't really help, but sometimes they do. It depends how deep your problems are sometimes or how thick your depression is and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's, I always say, because I don't like to give advice that that's not going to work.
Yep.
But sometimes if you're in a thick funk, don't let your happiness, don't let your sadness, don't let your let me start all over again. Don't let your happiness... I'm not kidding around. Don't let your sadness get in the way of
your
happiness.
Yep.
So, and sometimes I remember that, you know, and I sort of switch that over to don't let your tomorrow get in the way of your tonight. Sometimes when I have something to do the next day or I have to do something I don't want to do, I let it ruin my Thursday night because I know I have to do it on Friday. And
yep.
Sometimes I said, don't let your tomorrow get in the way of your tonight.
Can I give you a little something?
Yes.
I read in a book. That helps me all the time. If I'm worried about something, I'm upset about something, they said, think about 3 months from now. Think about the future. Is this going to be bothering you in 3 months? Oh, this piece of work I got to get finished, or this guy's annoying me. In 3 months from now, in November, December, January, is this going to be bothering you? No, it's not. I'm not even going to remember it in 3 months from now.
It's like if you could go back to kindergarten...
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you just said about it. None of that stuff, like, if you had the wherewithal to know in kindergarten, they go, you're going to have to go down to the principal's office. You're like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, let me go talk to Barry.
It's not going to affect me in the big scheme of
things. No.
I don't know if that's exact. I know what you're saying, though. If you can put perspective on something and go, it's probably not going to matter.
It's not a big deal. Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, these phrases don't let you help. It depends how, like I said, but some, they don't, let me finish sentences. They don't help you get out of a funk, or they don't let your... You know, if tomorrow you have to go do something that's, you know, just really, it might not work.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I finish sentences? Here's what I was going to say. If tomorrow you have your mom's funeral, it might ruin your Thursday night.
Sure.
But if it's something that you can shake.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm able to shake things like by what you just said as far as it's not going to. This doesn't even matter.
Yeah, don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the future. Be in the moment.
And don't forget, I Think You Should Leave's coming back for season 3. All right, everybody. We'll see you in Vermont. New York. The run that I'm doing there. It's going to happen in October. I'm almost positive. Adam Triplett. You better make it happen. My new manager says he listens to the show. And I believe him. But Adam, are you there? Adam, do you listen?
Are you listening, Adam?
Adam. Come on, October. We gotta get this show going.
Adam,
are you listening, Adam?
Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Your hair looks nice.
Oh, look at Adam.
Oh,
somebody
had
a new shirt.
Wow, you look so handsome, Adam. You do listen to the show. Alrighty, everybody. Well, Aristotle, take us out of here. Bye, everybody. Thank you. Until next week. Fade into Mr. Rogers.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.